welcome to episode 13 of
Brutal Battle Lady.
The little leprechaun.
The little leprechaun, oh, I think you're here.
Kyle the leprechaun.
Juvenile Doubtfire, dear.
Sorry.
I think we need to give everyone the disclaimer before we go any further in this episode that both Kyle and I are not feeling so hot.
Yeah.
We are both under the weather.
And it being St. Paddy's Day has nothing to do with that whatsoever.
Yeah. I actually imbibed zero alcohol today thus far.
That's impressive.
Yeah, well, family celebration for a birthday, and, you know, my family's not a drinking family, so.
God.
None of that. And Kyle had a little bit to eat, drink today, but not much at all, so.
Not much. But
it's not related to that for him either, but we will do our best to forge ahead in this, so.
Yeah, we're doing this for you, the listener.
For all you listeners.
I feel like heaving up my guts right now.
So it'll be interesting to see when we taste the beers if Kyle can hold them down or if he's just going to chuck them up immediately.
If you start hearing, then, you know, something's gone afoul.
I do have a few small things to talk about. First off, the first one being how the listeners can help us out, how you guys please can help us out.
Are you begging now?
Yes.
Jesus.
Go on to iTunes. If you
get down on your knees.
If you want to help us out, go on to iTunes, and it would really be great if you guys could rate us and give us a review, because you need to get to, like, a certain amount of ratings and reviews in order for them to give you, like, an overall star rating. So as of now, we have nothing because there aren't enough ratings. I think we have one at the moment. Thank you, Chris Woodall. I know you're the person who did our one review. So
thank you, guy.
He'll be on the show at some point, I'm sure. Yeah. So if you guys could do that, that's great. And also, if you guys want to send us emails, just send it to brutalbattlepodcast@gmail.com. We do have two emails from fans that we'll get to later this episode. The other thing is the show that we have plugged before, Bone Throwers Theater, the RPG stuff, for everyone who doesn't know, role-playing game stuff. Dungeons and Dragons-esque stuff. That show is in full swing at the moment. There are three... At the time of this recording, there are three episodes up on iTunes, so check it out if you like that kind of stuff. Hope you do, and, just support it.
That's a good idea for, like, an off-topic before we get into our spiel, like, what kind of podcasts we listen to. That'd probably be something interesting to talk about.
Well, at the moment, do you have any that you're listening to right now?
I am listening to Dungeons and Randomness. Apparently, it's an offshoot of some stupid wrestling podcast, which I hate wrestling. I despise wrestling with a passion.
Real wrestling or like WWE wrestling?
Like that, yeah, that fake stuff.
The fake stuff.
But, so I don't care about that, but this is Dungeons and Randomness is their D&D podcast, and unfortunately they play 4th edition, which I hate, but the group of people that they do it, they're really interesting and their banter is hilarious, so I've been kind of listening to that a lot.
That's cool.
So, yeah, and I listen to Damn Chocobo, which is another nerd video game. It's like play Final Fantasy games and talk about it. And then another one is Retro RPG Podcast. That's my favorite podcast ever. But they only update like once every 6 weeks.
Is that the Roll for Initiative one?
No. That's another
about
one.
That one.
But that's... Well, I don't want to go on. I listen to a lot of nerdy podcasts, obviously.
I'll say on my end, I'm always listening to Beer Download. That's, in my opinion, the best beer podcast out there right now, so everyone should check that out. It's really good. And I'm listening to Nerd Poker, which is comedian Brian Posehn and his buddies playing Dungeons and Dragons 4th edition.
I have downloaded it, but I haven't started it
yet. It is awesome. It's very funny. They take a lot of liberties to make sure that everyone laughs.
Mm-hmm.
So that's good. And then I'm also listening to one called Risk, and it's by, I forget the guy, Kevin something, who was with the comedy group The State. And
really?
He does a show, and what the show is it's just clips of comedians talking about, like, very personal stories that, you know, you wouldn't think they would tell. So they usually have, like, an overall topic for each episode.
Cool.
But yeah, a lot of it's really funny.
Kevin,
a lot of it's inappropriate.
I wonder which guy Kevin is. Because I can pretty much...
Is his name Kevin Allison?
Identify a state member by looking. I don't know all their names, but, you know.
Yeah.
Because they've been in so many. I mean, if you've seen, like, what the hell is the name of that movie? Wanderlust. There's a lot of people from the state in that. A ton of people from the state. There's the chick. the Nunes guy. And, you know, obviously Reno 911, that had a lot of people from the state in it, too. Like I said, I don't know other names because I'm just not a name. I don't follow them by name, but...
You know. Yeah. But that's a good podcast, too. But that's about it for me for podcasts. I did want to move on now to what I said before we would talk about, which is we got two pieces of fan mail. And
fan mail.
We're going to do them in order of when we got them. So we've talked about Kyle Norman before. Mm-hmm. Give him a shout out. He's been our very first person to send us fan mail, which is pretty awesome. His is entitled Loving the Brew Talk. He said, Carl and Kyle, love the Brew Talk. Keep up the good work. Next time I see you, I'm going to give a couple beers to Rebecca so you can do a battle between my beers. Keep up the work, sirs. Signed, Kyle. That's a cool idea that anytime we see him, if he could give us some beers and say, I would love them to taste these specific beers, and then Rebecca could have us taste them. I think that'd be really awesome.
Rogue beer suggestions. I like it.
Yeah. So thank you very much, Kyle Norman, for being the first person to send in fan mail.
Thank you, Kyle number two.
Kyle number two. And then the other one we have is from Mark Z.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's a friend of mine. I actually just hung out with him today.
There you go. And Mark entitled his National Bohemian,
mm-hmm.
and he had a question. He said, your thoughts on National Bohemian. Do you understand the love Baltimore has for a beer that isn't even brewed there anymore? Signed, Mark. First of all, thank you very much, Mark Z, for the question. We encourage people to send us these things. So
Mark
thank
Z
you.
In the house.
So, Kyle, what are your thoughts on Natty Bo?
Well, I mean, first off, the caveat, if you're not from around here, you probably don't understand what the hell we're talking about. But in Baltimore, there is a local obsession with Natural Bohemian, which is Natty Bo, is what everyone calls it. It's like, okay, there are two sides of this thing. One annoys me and one I can relate to. The side that I can relate to is the fact that the Bo dude is like it's an icon of Baltimore because you have the big neon sign that winks at you and all that when you're driving through Baltimore. It's kind of a part of the cityscape.
I'm sorry, just jump in real quick. If anyone has never seen the logo, just kind of Google National Bohemian logo or something like that. And it's like a crude drawing of like a very round face of a guy with a little bit of hair on the top of his head, one winking eye, and a mustache.
Mm-hmm.
And it is like an iconic logo around
Baltimore. Yeah, Baltimore. Yeah, yeah.
So go ahead, I'm sorry.
So when I see tattoos of it and that stuff, and it's, I can understand it. It represents a Baltimore pride kind of thing, a Maryland pride kind of thing. And that's, I totally relate to that because I've lived here all my life. You know, I understand that side of it. It's like kind of like an Oriole pride thing. It's like, even though they've sucked in the past, stick with your team, blah, blah, blah. Even though Baltimore gets a bad rap, stick with your city, etc. I understand that side of it. But when I see these idiots ordering Natty Bo and just pounding them and like walking around with cases of it and thinking they're awesome, and it hasn't been brewed here since you've been born. It hasn't been brewed here since, like, the 70s.
Do you know where it is brewed?
No, and I really don't give a shit. Hoop, anyway.
No, that's fine. You can say it strongly.
I don't care where it's brewed. It's a terrible beer.
Yeah, it's not good.
It's so bad. I mean,
well, have you
put your shit down and drink something that's worth a damn. Come on.
And have you tried what I've heard some people do, which is they drink something called a Krabby Bo, where they take National Bohemian and put Old Bay in it? Yeah.
Ew, God. Why?
I guess you haven't, based on that reaction. I haven't either. That sounds disgusting to me.
Yes.
Although I would try it, just to try it once. I'm going to say I probably wouldn't like it, because I don't like that beer in the first place, and then I don't think adding Old Bay to it would make it better. I think it confuses me.
The only thing I like Old Bay with is an Old Bay rim to my Bloody Mary. That is delicious.
Okay. I could see that.
But no, thank you. So, like I said, there's two sides of it, and one I can relate to. One is retarded. So, it hasn't been brewed here since you've been born. Get off the Natty Bo train. Go educate yourself, and just stop drinking shit beer.
I talked to some people about this, and I was like, what is the deal with Natty Bo? And they were mainly just like, it's part of our heritage. You know, it used to be brewed here, and that's like the cool thing, so people kind of grasp onto that and be like, oh, we're the roots of National Bohemian and we're proud of it and blah, blah,
blah.
Get
out of here.
But I also think they've done a really good job of marketing it. I don't think that people just naturally think of it as it's such a great thing to be proud of for Baltimore. I think it's been marketed so much lately in the past, like, decade.
Yeah, it has been.
It's very important that it's from here, and, you know, it's been, like, pounded into people's heads that way. So they've kind of succumbed to that, you know, that hype.
It's the cool thing. It's what the cool kids are doing.
And I do know I'd read, I used to get a Beer Monthly magazine, like, some years ago, probably about 5 years ago or so, and they had a whole article in there about retro beers coming back. So things like National Bohemian, like Pabst Blue Ribbon, Schlitz, Genesee, you know, all that kind of stuff.
I was going to say Pabst.
And it was really more of like a hipster type movement.
That's exactly what it is.
So, yeah, I think that's I think that's a lot of where it is. So, Mark Z, I hope that was enough for you. If you need anything further, let us know. And we'll try our best.
Bottom line for me, screw the trends. Screw what's cool. Drink what you like. F everything else. If you genuinely like it, more power to you. But if you don't, and you're drinking it because the guy next to you is, get a life, go drink something you like. Who gives a damn?
Well, and this topic is actually perfect to segue into something else I wanted to talk about. And that's, you know, breweries that are currently operating in the Baltimore area that we can be proud of. You know, obviously, talked about Duclaw a whole lot. We've talked about Heavy Seas before. That's from Baltimore.
Yeah, I have some respect for Heavy Seas.
And there's a new one. I think it started in like 2010, 2011, something like that. And it's called Full Tilt Brewing out of Baltimore. And I had heard about it because a friend of mine said that they know the person who started it. And they were like, oh, I want to try the beer. I want to see how it is. So I went to this dive bar on 40. On Route 40, it's called Hopheads. I mean, on the outside, it looks like a total dive. It looks terrible. And it's on Route 40, which is not, if anyone's not familiar, it's a really pretty terrible road.
It's all sex shops and porn shops and pawn shops.
Pawn shops and that's hard to say. Tattoo parlors. Yeah, tattoo parlors, and, seedy motels.
And places where you can get your checks cashed.
Yes, that
and
too.
And bail bonds.
But once you go inside, it's actually not bad in there. It's very small, and it's definitely like that kind of dive bar feel. But
I feel like I've heard of it.
The
but
food is surprisingly good. They had a really nice chicken sandwich while we were there, and their fries were awesome. They did really good fries. And then
fries is very important.
Their beer selection is actually really nice.
How far into Baltimore?
It's like Middle River area.
Okay. That's not
on
bad.
40. It's not far from here. But
I'm sorry if our fans who have no idea what we're talking about in terms of location.
But my whole point in talking about that place is when I was there, which is the first and only time I've been there, but I will go back. My wife and I were looking at what to order, and I saw that the Full Tilt pale ale was on tap there. So I was like, oh, I've been meaning to try this, give it a shot. It was pretty good. I mean, I wouldn't say it's like an outstanding pale ale, but it is a solid pale ale that I would go to and drink. You know, like, it's not a situation where if it's like, you know, Smutty Nose, Scholl's Pale Ale, or that, I would pick the Smutty Nose, you know? It's good, though. I mean, it's better than, like, Sierra Nevada Pale, I think. But not as good as, like, having, like, a Dogfish Head 60 Minute, maybe. Or actually, you know what?
Which we gave a 2.
It might actually be close to having, like, a 60 Minute.
Wow, that's
It's pretty good. It's pretty good. I would recommend it. And that's something to be proud of, because that's another, at least from this one beer, it's an example of another solid brewery from the Baltimore area that people would be proud of. So,
would you throw Flying Dog in that mix, even though they were from Colorado, you said?
Originally Colorado. I didn't say Flying Dog because originally they're from Colorado, but yes, they do now have a brewery in Maryland, but that's in Frederick.
In Frederick, yeah.
Frederick's like way out in the west of Maryland.
40 minutes or so from Baltimore, probably.
But, as you know, if you just talk about like Maryland breweries, that is one to be proud of, because Flying Dog does some good stuff.
What's your feelings on Brewers Art? I mean, that's in the heart of Baltimore.
Oh, I forgot about that. Correct. Brewers Art is good as well, if you like their style of beer. They mainly do like Belgian styles. I'm not huge on Belgians. Every now and then I like to go
Neither
to
am
it.
I don't like any of their beers but Resurrection.
But I think they do a good job.
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah, they do. And they do very good food as well. I mean, really.
They're
one of like the top 10 restaurants in the city.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's awesome.
Well, maybe not top 10. Top 20. Top 30. Something like that.
I understand you recently went to a brewery, another brewery out in Frederick.
Yes.
Did you want to talk about that?
Yes. If you tell me what they were. Was it Barley and Hops?
Barley and Hops. God. Barley and Hops.
I couldn't. It was. Okay. Sorry, folks, but it was like 4 weeks ago, so. Yes, Barley and Hops, Frederick. I have a friend who lives in Frederick. We went out to visit them. We went out to dinner, and it's basically a lot like Duclaw. It's a brew pub type place. They brew all their own beer. I had two beers. The first beer, once I saw it on the chalkboard, I was like, holy hell, what is this beer? I need to have it immediately. It was a barrel-aged sour stout.
Interesting.
So, obviously, I've had a barrel-aged sour, and I've had a barrel-aged stout, but never a barrel-aged sour stout. So, I ordered that immediately. I don't remember what the actual beer was called. But anyway, so they had to change the keg, and it took a while to get it, but once I finally did, I wasn't disappointed because it was solid as a sour, but I mean, aside from the color, which obviously it was black, I didn't really get any stout character or body or flavor, and I didn't get anything from the barrel aging either. It just tasted like a sour beer. So, I mean, if you like that style, you know, props to them for trying a sour, but otherwise it was pretty unremarkable. And the other beer I had was called Maryland Coffee. It was just a straight-up coffee stout. And that was really good. Great nose on it. It was one of those beers that basically taste like they poured home, like, brewed coffee into it. Like, it was...
Really?
It wasn't just the nose or the essence of coffee. Like, it really had a coffee upfront pop character. So that was really good.
I actually just had a beer recently that has coffee added to it. It's I don't know if you heard of it, Terrapin Brewing. Mm-hmm. Out of Florida, I believe. Out of Florida.
Yeah,
Terrapin. They're Wake and Bake.
Ooh.
And it's
like the name.
It's an oatmeal coffee stout. And they actually add coffee to it.
That sounds delicious.
It was solid. It was good. I gave it a 6 on my 10-point scale. I think you and I would give it like a 4 or 5.
Of course. We always rate beers low.
But no, it was pretty good. At the same time, I tried their Moohoo Stout, which is a milk chocolate stout, which I would give I gave the same rating. They're pretty comparable, so good enough. So I'm sorry.
One more thing I wanted to add in, not about the beer. I'm done discussing Barley and Hops beer, but their food. They have Juicy Lucy's on the menu, which...
What is that?
Juicy Lucy is a regional style burger. I think... God, I'm going to kill this. I think it's Minnesota? I don't know. Some state? I don't know. Anyway, but it's a style of burger where you make two thin patties, but you put the cheese in the middle, and then you form the patty around it. So when you cook the burger, it melts, and it has like a molten cheese in the middle. But they have like 4 or 5 different styles. They have one with like American, one with pepper jack, one with blue cheese, etc., etc. But I had, I just seen them on Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives, because you know, I'm a big fan of that show. But anyway, I had one, and it was awesome. It was really good. I bit into that thing and cheese basically exploded all over my face. It was really, really cool. So it was really, really good. Their fries kind of sucked, but the burger itself was very good. I annihilated that thing. So, yeah, I'd recommend the place. It was cool. It was a nice place.
I'll tell you my experience with Barley and Hops. I have not actually gone out to Frederick and been to their brew pub, but a bunch of years ago I went to, and it was over the course of 3 years, year after year after year, I went to this beer festival, and it was local. And the first year, Barley and Hops was there, and I was very unimpressed with their beer. The second year, they were there again, and their beer blew my socks off.
Hmm.
And that's because I think they had gotten a new brewer at that time, and the new brewer was phenomenal. And then that third year that I went, they were also phenomenal.
Huh.
I don't even remember what beers I had. I know one was an IPA style. But they were very, very impressive beers. I haven't tasted them since, and the last one I went to was probably 2 years ago, so I haven't had their stuff in about 2 years, so I don't know how it is to my palate now, but I loved it then. So yeah, that's my experience.
I mean, they seem like they knew what they were doing. They just kind of have to, like, work. I mean, they're barrel aging. They need to work on, obviously, the stout, the sour thing. Like, they need to work on balancing their beers, but yeah, I can see there's potential there for sure.
Cool. Well, we're at that point where we would start getting into these beers. Do you want to do this? Can you do it without throwing up?
Oh, I can do it. I'm feeling a little better, honestly.
Okay, good. Yeah. Alright, well let's dive in. Let's check out A. Let's
dive in.
What is the coloration on A?
A is amber.
Yes,
it and is. Amber is the color of your energy. Whoa. Shades of cosplay naturally. Alright. Yeah, it's very amber. Maybe a little brown.
Yeah, it's amber beige-ish. It's got just like this little beige-ish tinge.
Like flesh tone?
Well, it's not flesh beer.
But... Well, that's beige.
What are you smelling it?
Man flesh.
This is a beer for zombies.
Yes. I smell a little bit of maple.
Okay. I could see a nice undertone of maple on that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wait. You gotta tell.
Do the cup it that we learned.
The cup and the swirl.
Cup and swirl. Okay, yeah, that did open it. That does work. It works.
We're not just being stupid, folks. Cup your beer and swirl it.
Hey, good job, Tucker. You taught us something awesome.
Now I'm smelling all kinds of things. Like, it's got like a juicy, fruity, I wouldn't say raisin necessarily, but something like that. A dried, fruity kind of date thing going on, maybe.
Yeah, I could see a little datey. Maybe a little cherry. I'm kind of feeling apricot a little.
You and your apricots.
I've never said apricot
you
for
say
beer
apricot
yet.
Every episode.
No, this is the first time.
You
there's have, definitely some honey
there's
to
a
it.
Crate of apricots sitting right next to you.
there's definitely honey in this.
Yes. All right, a little bit of honey.
Yeah, no.
It's very sweet smelling for sure.
Yeah,
it's I mean,
smell
very
sweet.
Sweet. I even get like almost like a grain smell to it.
Grain?
Yeah,
smell?
Grain.
Like malt?
I don't know if it's going to be malt or not. You might. Don't pigeonhole me. I was going to be real generic with it.
You ready to taste this bad boy?
I'm just having fun swirling it and smelling it through my hand, honestly.
Yeah, it looks ridiculous.
I look like an idiot.
Honestly, it looks ridiculous. I will say that.
All right,
let's try it.
Oh, God. Ugh.
I'm
not drinking that again.
The first impression is nondescript.
The first impression
and
is...
And then the finish is
I think I
kind
just
of harsh.
Got... I think I'm going to throw up. That was not good. Maybe it's because it's been sitting here?
No.
Oh.
No, it's... Ugh.
That finish is so horrible.
Yeah, it's kind of... I don't know. I'm trying to think of a good way to describe
the
way it
finishes. Battery acid.
Yeah, it is a little battery acid-y.
Yeah.
It is kind of like if you would take a 9-volt and stick it
yes,
on your tongue.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, not...
My mouth is numb. Ugh.
Mm.
What the hell?
That's not...
Excuse me while I go slap your wife. I'm just kidding.
No, this is not... I mean, I'm continuing
terrible.
To taste it because I really want to give it a very, very fair
Maybe
shake,
if you
but...
smell and taste at the same time.
Let's do that.
Still terrible.
No, yeah, that's not
that's
good.
That's not good. That is not good. Can I give that a zero?
It really just tastes like alcohol and gross.
Ugh.
I mean... There's really not a whole lot. It's not good.
There's no way a brewer says, yes, this is it. Like, this is what I want my beer to be.
This, to me, screams like your typical, like, Saranac or Shipyard type product. Something very not good.
Maybe Shipyard.
Yeah.
God.
You want to move on to number two?
That's disappointing. I'm depressed.
I'm sorry, not number two. B.
Oh,
beer B.
B. B, not number
the
two.
Coloration is extremely different on this.
Yeah,
it's
golden.
Yeah, it's gold. It's like a gold color.
Just a touch of a haze to it, not super clear.
Yeah,
otherwise, very fine head as usual.
Ooh, super fruity.
Wow. Dude. Makes me want fruity pebbles in a major way.
The smell on this is really good. This is like very hoppy. It is a very hoppy scent.
Yeah, it's got a hop. But it makes me want, like I can see is Barney.
Feel like I'm getting
and
a tad.
Fred and Barney just running around.
Feel like I'm getting a tad bit of pineapple-y.
Yeah. Cartoon hijinks.
Cartoon hijinks?
Yeah. Just, you know, Barney and Fred used to do the Fruity Pebbles commercials.
I'm getting pineapple on that nose. And.
Oh, yeah. Big time. Big time pineapple.
That would signify to me this is the only time I'm going to cite a specific hop.
No, you've talked about this hop before, you dork. Every time pineapple comes up, you're like, well, that's the hop, the only hop on record that is
Well, eventually, my plan over when we get further into episodes, is to actually talk about specific hops and learn, you know, ourselves and teach the listeners at the same time what the hops, you know, what their characteristics are. But there's one that I know, and that's Galaxy Hop from Australia area.
Yes.
Because it has like a pineapple. It's the only one that has like a pineapple nose and mouth to it, so. And I smell that on this.
I got it.
But this smells really good to me. I'm just gonna taste it.
Yeah. I'm the color commentator. You're the beer man, and talking about specific types of hops makes me want to cry.
I like it.
It smells amazing. I mean, it smells like I must get Smarties.
I mean, once again, you know, the
oh yeah,
the nose is a bit better than the flavor, but the flavor is good.
This is like heaven and hell. I mean, A and B, like, I can't even compare these beers. You can't even call A beer when you taste B.
I do feel like B's the Tasmanian IPA by Schlafly. Well, St. Louis
this is
Brewing
great.
Company, but Schlafly the IPA.
See, this is what makes me happy to be a beer drinker. Beers like this, this is wonderful.
Yeah, I'm enjoying it. Mm-hmm. It's nice. It's very hoppy. It's got that little bit of pineappliness
it's
to
refreshing.
It. Citrusy.
It finishes nice. Got a nice finish. Mm-hmm. Nice and light. A little fruitiness to it.
I'm going to torture myself and go back to A.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a masochist. it's not as
like...
bad. It's honestly not as bad, but it's still not good at all.
Mm. Actually, while we're thinking, can I derail the tasting just for a second?
Sure.
Mark, when I was talking to him previously, he also had a suggestion that maybe we should taste the beer separately. Do one beer at the beginning of the episode, one beer at the end of the episode, so that we don't back and forth the consideration
so
that
we
they're
don't,
completely
don't either
separate.
Destroy one or enhance one.
Yes. But I brought up the point that when you're drinking in a bar with friends, that you are trying different beers in succession, and
that's true.
That shouldn't come into
real-life situations.
Play. Also, another thing that I thought of, which, did I bring this up? I don't remember if I brought this up in previous episodes. We shouldn't know what our scores are.
Oh,
each
no,
other's
you,
scores are.
No,
have
you
bring that up?
You have not brought that up.
Because, like, for example, when we gave Bear Republic, you know, when it was the new Master Broverlord, I knew what you gave it. So, basically,
right.
In my mind, I was thinking, if I give it this, it's the new Master Broverlord.
Right.
If I don't, then it's not. You
That's
know?
A good point.
We shouldn't.
Okay, well, then, let's do this. Get your number in your head, I'll get mine in my head, and then we'll say it one after another, rapid fire. Like, don't, no hesitation, you can't right. say...
4-3! Yeah,
no,
on.
Not saying it at the same 7-6. Time or anything, but just do it, I'll say it and then you say it, or you say it and then I say it immediately, like, no, not much of any pause.
Okay.
Can't change it, okay? We'll try that.
Alright.
That being said, do you want to go ahead and rate
yes.
A...
One.
Two. You said one?
Yeah, got
okay,
it.
So
I hate it. I hate
you
everything
gave it a
about
one,
it.
And I gave it a two. So obviously that's a 1.2.
1.5.
I'm sorry.
Captain Math.
That's a 1.5. And, okay.
No, I don't have one in mind for this.
I have to, yeah, me neither. I need to formulate my opinion on this one.
All right. I'm ready. No, well, I don't know. See, and this is another thing where, like, I know what I've given a 7 in the past.
Right.
And it's like, is this a 7? Is this an 8? Is this a 6? It's like, I like it. Why should
right.
I give it a 6?
And I'm kind of going through that in my head
yeah.
at the moment.
Yeah,
because this is my thought process. I'm like, okay, Breakfast Stout was here, and
yeah.
Bear Republic was here.
It can't help but... in this kind of forum, to have this kind of... these things influence your decision and have some sort of bias. But again, it is all just... I mean, who are we fooling? It's just our opinion.
Yeah, exactly.
So.
And you're gonna... we're gonna have the listeners who are just like, you guys are idiots and you're totally wrong.
Yeah, of course.
And it's all... you
it
know,
happens.
It's all our personal opinion and what you guys taste is right for you and
yeah.
we taste is right for us and that's just the way
we're
it is.
We're not preaching
you know?
This as law.
Although we do sit here and say, if you drink National Bohemian, you're an idiot.
Yeah. but this isn't
yeah.
gospel, either.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Do you now know what you want to give B? Because I have my number in mind. for me.
I have tasted it a little more, and I'm starting to not. I'm starting to discern a flaw or two. So.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Go.
Five.
Six.
Okay.
Ah.
I gave a five, and Kyle gave a six.
That's such a stupid. We gotta do. Let's write it down or something. It's so like, we're staring at each other like, go. Oh.
It's like a staring contest.
Rapid fire numbers.
Okay, so A got a 1.5, B with a 5.5. Obviously, neither of those is enough to topple Racer 5 IPA by Bear Republic, which is our current master brewer lord with a 7.
Do we know?
What, 7.
I don't know. Didn't we talk about this last time? But what is Racer 5? What does that refer to?
I don't know, but I can do some research and find
racer?
That out. You had said something about Speed Racer that you think
okay.
it might
that's
be.
That's fine. Because Speed, I think he was three. Was he three or five? I don't remember what that
was. I don't know.
Number
I can
was.
Look it up. No, I don't think he was.
That's
but
just what comes to me. Every time I hear Racer 5, I just think of Speed Racer. I don't know why.
I'll like Wikipedia or something for another
there
episode.
There you go. Wikipedia knows everything.
It actually could be totally false on Wikipedia. As we all know. Okay, yes. So I can go ahead and reveal.
Oh, let's do a reveal.
Okay,
my
so A.
Part.
You want to guess anything brewery style, any of that stuff? You want to
I
guess
think
it?
It's shit brewery, and I think the name of the beer is crap IPA.
Okay, I have a feeling. I'm just gonna guess like it's some sort of brewery, like a Saranac or Shipyard, like one of those caliber.
I don't think so.
You know, you think it'll be like a decent?
They cater to the masses, and they don't have really outlying offensive qualities. They're just kind of. So watered down. Like, I think this is a little tiny brewery that's just kind of
okay
taking a shot at a big beer and missed horribly.
Another thought on my mind could be like another Ballast Point beer.
Oh, yeah
which
maybe.
We did not really maybe. Care for the last time we had one. But I think it's like an amber. And if it's not an amber, then shame on whoever made it because it's basically like an amber.
That's poo.
Or see. Red.
I think I'm right.
Okay, well, with a 1.5, beer A is Rogue.
Rogue.
But, and it's
wow.
an amber.
It
it's
is an amber.
American Amber Ale, which is fine. I mean, I like a lot of stuff that Rogue does, but I'm not big on amber ales like at
Rogue,
all.
Rogue, sit down and talk with your brewmaster. Have them drink this, and then slap them across the face.
So the Rogue Amber...
it is poo.
It's not good. It's not good, but...
I do like the art on the bottle, though.
Isn't that kind of what you expect from an amber ale?
The art on the bottle
to not
pretty
be
good.
So hot.
No,
I personally don't
not really.
Think. Really?
I mean, I'm not a crazy amber drinker on one point, but at the same, I'm usually not offended by ambers either, and this was pretty bad.
Okay, well...
The way it finished, I mean, at least a respectable amber finishes pretty smoothly or with a neutral palate, and this ended with like,
blah.
Yeah, exactly. If you're comparing it to holding a 9-volt battery to your tongue... Not a good, not
you're
a good
just,
amber.
You're just, like, lightly electrocuting your tongue.
It's like electroshock therapy.
Alright, so you ready for B, then?
I'm so ready.
Do you want to guess on this one?
I'm not guessing anymore.
I said I think
I'm
it's the
terrible.
Tasmanian IPA by Schlafly.
You're
if it's not, it's close. It's got to be something kind of close.
I don't know.
But, 5.5, beer B
I think
it
it's
is.
Beer.
I think it's beer. Oh, wow, okay. It's the Perpetual IPA by Trogues Brewing Company. This is a good beer. I've always liked this beer, so I'm glad I didn't give it a really terrible score.
I like the, again, I like the art on the label. That's pretty cool. Gears and whatnot.
Let me see if it says anything about the hops.
That's real
on it.
Party. That's
it doesn't say anything on the bottle about the specific hops used, but it does say that they use their hop-back dry hopping method. Which is basically where, like, when you're done with the beer, you just run it through, like, a cone of dry hops just sitting in there. So it just, like, pulls a lot of the hops out while it's going to be bottled. But this is a beer I usually champion. I usually tell people it's a really good beer. So I feel good that I didn't, like, totally kill it. And for us, 5 is a pretty respectable...
Yeah. Considering our average ratings are 3s and 2s and 4s.
And you know, you gave it a 6, so like an overall 5.5. That's good.
And I'm usually not crazy about Trogues, so that's surprising to me.
So I'll say good job to you, Trogues, on your Perpetual IPA. We liked it.
I like that. I like the gears on the front. That's pretty cool looking.
Kyle's obviously very much into bottle art this evening.
Yeah, shut up. It's so pretty.
Okay, well, you know, that being said, I'm probably going to go dump the Amber Ale, and I'm going to finish the Perpetual IPA. I'm very glad that we made it through this episode without either of us throwing up. Yeah. So
happy St. Patty's Day, everyone. Hopefully. If you didn't get, you know, the beginning, I said the name in the Irish, St. Patty's Day.
Yeah. If people didn't get it, then they're not gonna.
Well, they probably won't get it because they're not listening to it. It's gonna be like a week after St. Patty's Day when they listen.
Yes,
to
that's true. We are recording on St. Patty's Day, but it'll come out much after that.
So. Yes.
At any rate, thank you very much for joining us. If you have anything you want to say or have any suggestions, please email us at brutalbattlepodcast@gmail.com. Once again, please go to iTunes, give us rating and review. We would love you for it.
We love you anyway, though.
Yes. This has been Carlin and Kyle with Brutal Battle.
Carlin and Kyle signing off.
Thank you so much. Have a good one.
I love you.
This has been a Nerd Circle podcast production.